From October the 1st to 6th, Catholic youth from all the dioceses will pray, meditate, discuss and share their experiences on how important it is to engage in healthy dialogue, mutual understanding and cooperation, and work together in solidarity with followers of other faiths, especially Islam, to create a healthy society for the common good. Commenting on the theme of the second Indonesian Youth Day, the joy of the gospel amidst a plural society in Indonesia, Bishop Suwathan explained that he envisages the youth event in his diocese like the marriage feast of Cana in the gospel, where Jesus transformed water into wine.
Being together in the Indonesian Youth Day in Manado become wine. So the young people come as water, they go back as wine, to evangelize and the other place.
According to the Indonesian Youth Day coordinating team at the Bishop's House in Manado, some 2,600 young people from the country's 37 dioceses will be arriving soon at Manado. The team is coordinating with the various dioceses and assigning participants to Manado's 37 parishes, who will take care of their accommodation and other expenses and also see to the event's program at the local level. Father Rainer Saneba, the organizer of the media center, said that the first 3 days of the Indonesian Youth Day will be at the parish level, with participants taking part in live-in programs in the homes of local families, both Catholics and non-Catholics. On the fourth day, October the 4th, the Indonesian Youth Day will be officially inaugurated, with local Catholics as well as others joining the youth representatives from the dioceses for an afternoon of open-air celebration at Manado's Klabat Stadium. The remaining days will be dedicated to a variety of programs such as seminars, catechesis, adoration, procession, sharing of testimonies, as well as shows by dioceses depicting the rich cultural variety of the far-flung archipelago of Indonesia. For Vatican Radio, I am Robin Gomes in Manado, Indonesia.